From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014. Major General Sami al-Aridi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. As fighting escalates in the city of Aleppo, the United Nations warns both Syrian government and rebel forces may be guilty of war crimes. Lisa Schlein has more.
Rebel forces seeking to break the siege of eastern Aleppo have intensified attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting. The United Nations says in the past few days, more than 40 people have been killed and many injured. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lajerke says this was due to the high number of rockets indiscriminately launched by armed opposition groups on civilian areas in western Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An independent investigation into July's political unrest in South Sudan's capital has concluded that UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians and aid workers. The investigation found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel resulted in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking for the force commander of the UN mission in South Sudan to be replaced. Civil society activists in India and Pakistan are urging the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. This is VOA News.